is KAYTFM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJOFM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
And we see it visibly in the lack of respect for others. When we see people who were all created by God, and yet now we no longer can talk to each other, and we prefer war versus peace, we are no longer looking like our Creator. And we are seeing visibly the abusive languages, which is becoming a norm. People are insulting people every day. It's becoming a norm. We've become acceptable to that type of attitude and language, which can be damaging. I don't want my children and my grandchildren think it's okay to call somebody out of their name just because we have power and authority. That's not okay. So where do we go from here? Jesus gave us the answers when he said, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself." Who is my neighbor? Have we lost contact of who our neighbor is? Have we lost who we say is our brother and sister? Have we lost that because they don't look like us? They don't worship like us. They don't have the same color that we have. Have we lost respect because they are not economically as affluent as some of us? Have we lost our being because we have lost our way? In John 13:35, Jesus said, "By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another." Can I become contemporary? Burt Bacharach and Hal Davis wrote, "What the world needs now is love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of." We've lost that. And then the songwriter Ralph McDonald wrote, "Where is the love?" The Bible shares with us that God is love. And his love is with us every day. Not just sometime. Not for our convenience. But he loves us in spite of how we are and who we are. For God is no respecter of person. For there is no absence of God's love. It's affluent. It goes. It grows. And the more we're like Christ, the more we are like the love that God has for his people. And yeah, God is the essence of love. And this profound teaching calls back to the cornerstone of a Christ-like behavior. I have discovered how this love is patient. It is kind. It is unifying. even in the face of discourse, anger, and animosity. That's the God that we serve. It's not going to be perfect, but God is, which implies that we are imperfect. As believers, we are challenged daily to reflect this divine character and this divine behavior, holding ourselves to a higher standard that transcends the tendencies of disrespect and division. Am I in your neighborhood? In a world today that often rewards selfishness and hostility, we are reminded of the importance of human humility and grace. God's unmerited favor. And it begins with a small act. Just a small act. Choosing kindness over anger, compassion over judgment, and forgiveness over resentment. These choices, although they seem minor, echo the greater truth of God's love that indwell within us. As I contemplated this topic, I have often wondered what Christ was like. I wondered, where was his friends? And what did they, or what did the people think of him? I understand now how Jesus found joy in every situation he encountered. And there had to be many. For there was a joy in knowing what the end would be. Today, we don't know what's about to happen, because we don't know what tomorrow will bring, but he knows. We don't know the temperament, the characteristics of the person who's in charge and orchestrating everything that we're experiencing, but he knows. We don't know our trials, our tribulations, the ups and downs in life. We don't know all of the successes and failure, but he knows. We don't know whether we will be here today or tomorrow. We don't know our successes or failure, but he knows. He knows who loved me. He knows who hated me. He knows who my friend, who knows who's my enemy. He knows it. And today, because he knows, he's in charge of everything, moving us into a unique position that we can worship and praise him in spite of the thing that we are experiencing in this world. God says, in all things, give thanks. Because he knows the outcome. When men think they have it all figured out, God can take some twisted stuff and straighten it out and use it for his praise, honor, and glory. That's the God that we serve. When the enemy come to rob, kill, steal, and destroy, he think he got us all messed up, but he does not know what he knows, because my God, our God, is a mighty God and an eternal God. He knows. And because he knows, he is working it out for our, he knows. My brothers and sisters, there was a joy in knowing what God is up to. In 1 Thessalonians 12 through 13, 12 through verse 13, NIV, Paul said, "And we urge you, brethren, to recognize those who labor among you and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake. Be at peace among yourselves." We only need to look at God's character. In the original text, or in the original language, or in the Hebrew, meanings, we can look at Yahweh and see that he has an attribute. And that attribute is love. God's character is love. Christ, known as Jesus in his earthly manifestation, in his body, is central to Christian faith. Embodying virtues and attributes that serve as a model for believers, we're emulating him. His life and teaching in the Bible portrays him as the figure unmatched, compassionate, humility, and divine authority. That's Christ. One of the most defining qualities of Christ was his amazing compassion and unconditional love. That's why I love him. Even though we sometimes don't act like him, even though we sometimes don't look like him, even though we sometimes don't worship him, his love, his unconditional love, still covers us. Jesus demonstrated care for the ostracized, the poor, and the sick, and yes, all sinners. Those that are ostracized, those that are less important, those that men have talked about and put aside, those that are poor and sick, get those lepers away from me. Today we would say get those who have AIDS and sexually transmitted diseases. We don't want them to even touch us. But Jesus went to those who were sick and hurting, those who were sick. Jesus went to those that had been downcast and outcast. And if we are to be Christ-like, where is the love? But we say we are Christian, which implies that we are Christ-like. Where is the love? When someone needs food and they don't look like us and they don't dress like us and they may not even smell like us, where is the love? But Jesus went to those who were poor, went to those that was hungry, went to those that were in need. He didn't care what they looked like, smelled like. He was right there with them because God is love. And if we are to have the behavior of Christ, we must act just like Christ. My brothers and sisters, Jesus instructed his disciples to love. And his all-inclusive love for man is eternal. To those that love him. Secondly, a Christ-like behavior involves humility and servanthood. Where are the workers? I ain't got time. Where are those that want to serve the Lord? I want to be in the choir, but I really don't want to sing. Humility and servanthood. When someone is in need, are we really trying to bring them in or push them out? When's the last time you smiled when somebody walked through the door? When was the last time you embraced someone that was a new person who come in looking for a home? Did you go and say, thank you, we like to welcome you to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church? To have the pastor up there jumping and turning around and spinning. When was the last time we embraced?